Welcome back to The Naked Economy. I'm Ernie.
And I'm Shane.
And this week I get to present something to Shane.
I'm going to be very strict. I'm going to be ruthless. It's better be good.
I am nervous, but I'm hoping that you are fair today when you judge this company that I'm presenting to you. Yeah, I love this process of the two of us not telling each other in advance what business we're going to present. And so I like this format of getting your real raw feedback as we record. And when I was chatting to the two girls that run this other business that I'm going to tell you about today, there were some gems, and there was one clip that I just felt I needed to send to you in advance. I just wanted to play it to you to make you excited about what this business is about.
We've had people in interviews cry and say, like, they can't do it anymore. They need a way out, but there aren't any options for them, and they're too scared to do it themselves. And they're just so thrilled to have the support. So that's also, you know, those conversations really give me goosebumps. And I'm just so thankful to be able to provide a solution for these desperate mothers that want more flexibility, more time with their children, that also want something that stimulates them creatively, because there's so many jobs out there that are just so damn boring. So they want to also have fun every day, and they also want to sustain themselves. So they need that cash flow, and it's just so thrilling to be able to give them a solution to that problem of theirs.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep it mysterious and tell you what this business does yet.
Okay,
it's not that dramatic when she refers to people crying and stuff like that. It's a feel-good story. Don't worry. You'll enjoy it. So in this process of figuring out exactly what we mean by the naked economy, I thought that I could start the story of telling you about Canvas Club, which is the business we're featuring today. I could start the story talking about how they figured out a better way of doing something, and specifically the content of the classes that they give for children, how it is not just about a babysitting service. It is a service that invests in the future of those kids. And then I also thought we could talk about tech, because a lot of the businesses featured in the Naked Economy are built on new tech that just makes things run smoothly. And I could tell you about how these two girls that started this business have built this platform, which got some really cool stuff in the background, which just makes the whole process of everybody interacting with this business incredibly seamless. But then when I spoke to them, it became obvious to me that before I tell you about what their business is, I must just tell you about themselves. They are these two sisters that grew up in Durban. And they're both married now, so they've got different surnames that I can't pronounce. So let's just stick to calling them Stefani and Christelle. And they're these two sisters that are the most extreme example I've ever seen of individuals having the balance between left brain and right brain thinking. On the one hand, you meet them and they are like super artsy. They're dressed so funky, like they are part of the cool club. They just hang out with the right people. They're just like, they're super creative, just out the box thinkers. But on the other hand, they are incredibly smart, like super good with maths and numbers and business and strategic thinking. And they are just the most incredible combination, each one of them, of that left and right brain thinking. And then you put the two of them together and it's just like, boom, like these two sisters are just magic. So have a listen to the first one, the younger one, Stefani. She's a qualified industrial engineer. She then did her master's in industrial engineering, and she's busy with her MBA. This is what she thinks about life.
I was raised in Durban from early days. We were raised to really think out of the box. Got very open-minded parents. They always said that if it doesn't matter in a year's time, it's not important. So we were really raised to sort of think big and not to sweat the petty. In terms of my values, I would say freedom and independence is what I live for. Being outside, going on adventures, being creative, and just having my own time and freedom is really what drives me.
So to introduce you to the other sister, she's Christelle. She's a qualified architect. She also did her MBA, and she's been involved in a whole bunch of business ventures and exciting, creative, successful, strategic things. To introduce you to her, listen to why she got involved in this new business.
So the main criteria, I would say, is twofold. The one, I was looking for something that could scale, a business that could provide some passive income that's just focusing on my own benefit and what I was looking for. And then the other area that I really wanted to expand on was empowering people. I wanted to provide other people, with especially young parents, with an opportunity to become an entrepreneur. And especially with job shortages in South Africa, if you're not entrepreneurial, you're going to suffer. And that was something that resonates with myself and with my sister. We were looking to give people that opportunity. Not everyone is an entrepreneur. So with Canvas Club, we provide our branch owners with all the materials and the tools that they need to become an entrepreneur. So we give them training, we give them all the systems and the support and to become self-sustaining entrepreneurs.
Let's look at what this business actually does. They're called Canvas Club. So I ask Stefani, in a nutshell, we're standing in the elevator. Tell me, what is this business that you've built?
Canvas Club is a network of branches that offers arts and crafts, classes, parties and events. We've developed an online system and business model that empowers others to become branch owners. We basically give them a business in a box, and all they need to do is pitch up and host the classes, and everything else is done for them. We're using state-of-the-art technology to host our class lessons. We've built an online booking system, so all the payments come through our online booking system, which is a central booking and payment system. And we're recruiting wonderful people. We've had over 700 applications from all over the world, and it's just been blossoming lovely. We're not even a year old yet, and we have 8 branches live, and I sent out 20 contracts yesterday for people looking to open branches in their area. So it's really been an awesome journey.
So I asked Christelle why she thinks this business is working.
Okay, so we are proud of our unique and creative library of lessons that we've created that support our branch owners. It contains step-by-step instructions, as I've mentioned, to conduct every class. Then most importantly, we are proud of the technology we've put together to connect our marketing website, our booking system, our payment processing solution, as well as our accounting system that provide us and all our branches with real-time data. They know exactly how their branch is performing, what their class schedules are like, and we just have an incredible developing team, and a big shout-out to Mayron for putting and maintaining these systems for us that are so crucial to running our business. And then, as with any other business, if you don't have a good team, we are proud of our team. We don't take business lightly, and we don't take our time, and we don't mess around. So we have grown this business from a very small idea into a big business that we are busy rolling out 15 branches at the moment, new branches. And we have big, big visions for where this business is going. And the last thing that I would say we are proud of is our incredible complexity to gear our business for scale, the systems and processes we've put in place to make this achievable. As I've mentioned, our CRM and new business processes, the CRM system and the business process that we've put in place to allow our volumes of applications to be processed without becoming overwhelmed. So that's a benefit, yes, of having an industrial engineer on the project. So I think those are probably most important items if I can list them for now. Oh, sorry. Lastly, just one other thing I'm thinking of. We are obviously very proud of the impact we have on lives, the impact they have on the children, and the incredible progress that they are making as they develop and they learn new skills with arts and crafts. And then also the impact that we have on the lives of our branch owners, of empowering them to become entrepreneurs and running their own profitable business.
So in a nutshell, for me, I look at the arts classes that I went to when I was 5 or 6 years old, and I'm the least arty person you can imagine. But I look at it, and it was basically a babysitting service. It was basically just my my poor mom having 30 minutes of time away from me. And I can't say that I think I got a whole bunch of life skills in those classes. But anyway, if I look at what this business is about, they've taken that old school thinking of putting kids in a room for 30 minutes and just having them waste time. They've taken that and they've done three things new. First of all, the content that they cover, the actual syllabus, the actual way in which they make the kids play, but doing it in a way that is very strategic about empowering them with certain creative skills and things that build their confidence and things that encourages them to think outside the box and to solve problems, that sort of thing. They've been really, really strategic about the content of what these lessons are about. And that's the first thing that I love about this business, is they've really transformed what happens in those classes. The second thing I love about this business is the fact that it's tech-enabled and that it's easy for the branch owner to run their whole business, for the payments to happen online, for the booking to happen online, for all of the administration and accounting and legal stuff that's necessary for this is just made easy by their platform. And thirdly, what I love about this business is that they recognize that not everybody that can present a class like this wants to do the A to Z of the entrepreneurship program, wants to do all the marketing themselves and all the accounting and all the finances and all the stuff. Sometimes they just want to like do the actual class presenting part of it. And what this platform does is really allow people that want to venture into this business ownership, entrepreneurship process, but don't want to do all the bits and pieces that are associated with it.
Yeah, so like you were saying earlier, in the past, this stuff has always been about babysitting. And I suppose that boils down to like the curriculum. You would go like once a week as a kid and you kind of clap along to some songs and draw a picture. But what are you learning along the way and what are you doing new each week? And I suppose that boils down to the curriculum and the materials that your teacher has available to them. And either they're the kind of person that is out there like trying to proactively look for that stuff, and they at the same time they're trying to run a business, might just be like way too much for them to handle. Either they're really good at running the business or they're really good at being a creative teacher. But to do both of those things might be asking a bit much. So I appreciate what they're doing, yeah.
Now, on the question of what the kids actually do in these classes, listen to Christelle describe how they feel about finding the balance between, on the one hand, making the classes something that kids love, and on the other hand, something that equips them and gets them ready for the future.
These classes, the children comes running and they scream, "Come, Miss Club, what are we making today? What are we making today?" So FOMO plays a very big role for us in marketing. The children take their rain sticks onto the soccer field the next day at school. They take their projects to their friends' houses to go and play with. We create a lot of toys. And it's just exciting to see how the children enjoy this. And they're developing skills without knowing, as I said, the STEM skills, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. With mathematics specifically, you have to follow an exact process to get to an answer. But with arts and crafts, there are so many different things you can do to get to an end product. So it motivates and it just empowers children to be creative. It promotes creativity, problem solving, and innovation. It allows the children to think out of the box. They keep on saying, I have a new idea. I have to do, what about if I do this or I do that? It teaches them flexibility because, as I said, with maths, you only have one way of doing it. With crafts, you have many ways of reaching your end goal. And most importantly, also, it encourages self-expression. A lot of the children experiences a lot of pressure at schools. Competition is a big thing, and it just relieves stress. There's no competition. The children come and they relax whilst learning all these important life skills. And they make friends. They're social. I mean, our class is it's a mixed group of children from different schools, and they become good friends, and they have, socials after class, and that's quite uplifting to see. And then it teaches them the skills that they need specifically for future. You wanted me to say something about that. Robots are going to take over a lot of the future jobs, I believe. And if you cannot innovate, be creative, and be an entrepreneur, then you're going to be stuck.
So yes, Stefani, thinking back on her own childhood again.
So we were reminiscing the other day with my folks about Tani Gerda's arts classes that we used to attend as children. And it really, like, I get such a warm feeling in my heart when I think about those classes, because it was really just a place to escape, and there was just paint and colors and happiness. It was really a wonderful space. And we were lucky to have had that stimulation as children, because I really think it contributed to the way we think now as adults, and definitely contributed to the fact that we are now entrepreneurs, because we could think out of the box and really drive something where we saw there was a gap. And interestingly, one of the girls who attended art class with me as a child has now enrolled as one of our branch owners, and she also said that she often thinks back of our days in art class, and she remembers it fondly. So it really is just building blocks to create the type of person that you are going to be one day.
So clearly the classes themselves are thought out well, and they're really valuable. But what I wanted to know was the business side of this thing. I look at the traditional view on franchising, and mostly it looks to me as though you're paying a lot of money just to buy that name, just to buy the brand, but you are not really buying protection or skills or tools that will help you succeed in that business. You are still very much at risk. And what I like about the way in which Canvas Club is thinking about franchising is that when you become a franchise owner, it should take away risk for you. Like, it should allow you to be that creative person that just does the cool stuff in the lessons. It should really take away the stress and the risk of the business side.
We also give our branch owners marketing support. We've got established supply and distribution channels with key suppliers such as Dala. And we also give our branch owners all the mentoring, training and support that they need to really drive their businesses. In terms of the tech, as I mentioned, we've got the online booking system, which has just been awesome. So the one thing that really has caused the downfall of a lot of similar businesses is that people do not pay. So we've completely removed that element from the equation by building this sleek, easy-to-use booking system, which anyone can access from anywhere and book your classes, you know, from your smartphone if you wish. Yeah, it's been really great. I guess just to add to that, also the legal and finance side of things are sorted. Our payment system is set up like the Uber model is, in a sense. So we take all of the payments in centrally through our online booking system, and then we make payments to our branch owners once a month. So that's been working really well, yeah.
Just a quick shout out for this episode being made possible by Naked Insurance. As with all the entrepreneurs featured on this show, Naked Insurance has found a better way to do car insurance. Transparent, no BS, no tricks or hidden fees, just easy to use, and of course, made with love. But just as importantly, the technology it's built on allows you to do everything instantly. No need to ever speak to a call center. You can get a final car insurance price in 90 seconds, and if you like it, pay and start cover. We will even call your old insurer to cancel on your behalf. And on the days that you're not driving, you press one button on the app to pause the accident portion of your premium, and you get up to 50% back. And because Naked is a legit business, I have to add the official stuff. Naked is an independent, authorized FSP, but for extra protection and to make sure we can pay the 5 million when you drive into a Ferrari, we are guaranteed or underwritten by Hollard Insurance, which of course is also an authorized FSP and registered insurer. It really is super easy and quick to get a new generation of ethical, full comprehensive car insurance. I'm super proud of it, so go give it a try. Okay, back to the story.
We've created an opportunity for people to become business owners, even if they lack entrepreneurial skills. If they have drive, if they can promote their business and host the classes, they can make a success of their businesses. The rest is taken care of by the Canvas Club team.
So I felt that the final thing I needed to do in evaluating this business, after I had looked at the actual syllabus and heard the backstory of why they started it and looked at the tech which makes this business run so seamlessly, the final thing I needed to do to evaluate it was to talk about the future, to ask them where they want this to go and what they have in mind.
So our aim is really to scale the business, to have a canvas club in every town in South Africa and also globally. But our big passion is to empower people to become business owners. And that's all about creating that economic self-reliance, not only for our franchisees, but also introducing these products and services into communities that may not have previously had access to it. So something that I feel very passionate about that's also on our radar, and we're busy exploring a couple of ideas to launch Canvas Club Rural, and it would probably be something around the idea of getting our more affluent network to sponsor franchises in townships where the children can come and also gain from and benefit from the Canvas Club activities.
And I was so excited when I heard her starting to talk about this, because I'd actually planned on asking her that question, because it feels to me like the skills that kids get when they attend these classes are so critical to the future that surely in the country that we're in, your language or income or race or location barriers shouldn't dictate whether you get access to these classes. Surely we need all the kids in this country to have access to this. And I was so excited to hear her talking about this, because I had actually planned on asking her that question. Because the more I looked at this business and specifically the value that kids get from attending these classes and how critical it is to their future, the more I thought to myself, but surely then every child in South Africa should have access to this. Surely then location or language or income or previous position or whatever should not stop certain people from having access to this. We should make plans for everybody to be able to attend. And I'm excited to hear that she then really got passionate about figuring out ways for this business to grow in a way that it reaches different parts of our country. And we actually got into a cool discussion where she's exploring different models of funding it so that different neighborhoods and especially previously disadvantaged areas can set up, that there can be branches that are set up there. And she's exploring different ways of funding it. But one of the ways in which she's working hard at the moment is for a sponsorship model from corporates that are invested in those communities or involved in those communities at all. I mean, benefiting from those communities, essentially. She wants those corporates to give back by way of sponsoring a branch, because it will give the kids in that area access to these classes. But just as importantly, it will be about empowering teachers in that community. It'll be about people owning a franchise and sort of having a day job that they can actually do this full time. And I was challenging her that I'm going to, after our discussion, I'm going to keep her accountable on getting more businesses and more corporates and challenging them to actually invest so that Canvas Club Rural can get going as soon as possible.
I'm actually, as part of my MBA course, I'm working on a project called Social Innovation Lab, and I'm using Canvas Club Rural as a case study, and it's something that I'm busy developing, and then I want to roll it out. So I'm building that business case, and then we're very keen to go big with it and really give those children an opportunity, and also the adults in the community to become a business owner, to be proud of what they're doing and to offer those services to their community and really stimulate those children.
So the last question I asked Christelle was to talk about some of the experiences she's had in dealing with the individuals that have applied for branch ownership. And it was so interesting to me that what she described in how people are responding positively to the opportunity of becoming part of Canvas Club actually spoke about Christelle's own situation, her own journey into wanting to move out of her career as an architect and into something of doing something more exciting and more flexible And with that coinciding with the time that she became a mom, and when she actually realized that she wanted to spend time with her kid, but also doing something else.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. We have received all these applications from all walks of life, and we were quite amazed to see that people with very, very skilled backgrounds, actuaries, specialist doctors, etc., have applied. And the reason being is that a lot of the people are stuck in 8-to-5 jobs with no creativity, and they don't have any fun. So the impact that we want to have on lives are that we want to provide people with an opportunity where they can determine their own schedule, they can be flexible around what their family's needs are, and then also they can enjoy what they're doing. It's creative. It is fun. You get to play with children and with paint and with crayons and build cool stuff. So in that sense, we're excited about providing people with the opportunity of enjoying what they do from 8-to-5, and also not even from 8-to-5. They determine their own schedule. So it could be a class in the morning and a class in the afternoon. 8 classes a week is probably a very good average of the number of classes that you need to give.
And finally, to go back to the little intro that I played to you at the beginning, the question I had asked Stefanie was, why does this make you get up in the morning? Why does this excite you?
What we've found since we've started Canvas Club and since we've opened up the opportunity for others to own their own branches is we've found that specifically for mothers, it's very difficult to be a working mom, to work an 8-to-5 and to still have enough time to spend with your children and just have your stuff together. So we've had people in interviews cry and say like they can't do it anymore. They need a way out, but there aren't any options for them and they're too scared to do it themselves. And they're just so thrilled to have the support. So that's also, you know, those conversations really give me goosebumps. And I'm just so thankful to be able to provide a solution for these desperate mothers that want more flexibility, more time with their children, that also want something that stimulates them creatively, because there's so many jobs out there that are just so damn boring. So they want to also have fun every day, and they also want to sustain themselves. So they need that cash flow, and it's just so thrilling to be able to give them a solution to that problem of theirs.
So that's Canvas Club in a nutshell. And I won't mark my own exam. I'll leave that for you, Shane. But I was so excited to meet them. And there were just so many parts of why they exist and what they're trying to do that felt so aligned with the Naked Economy. And I really look forward to them doing big things in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot that I really love about this. I love the empowering people. Like I love the theme around empowering entrepreneurship, you know, which is really like preparing people for the future and preparing kids for the future, I think is great. And I think that this does speak to a new, better way. You know, this is like neighborhood art classes is as old as neighborhoods themselves. But the tech aspect is sort of making that really easy to manage. So let's go through the criteria. New Better Way, definitely the tech is helping them do that. Made with Love, absolutely. They obviously really passionate about people and mothers, like people that want to be entrepreneurs but don't have the resources. Yeah, I think there's a lot going for them, and I feel like we could happily invite them to the Naked Economy.
To the Canvas Club, we say welcome. Shane, thanks for joining me in studio today.
Yeah, thanks for a great story, Ernie. That was awesome.
And I look forward to sharing more stories and hearing more of those that you can discover for people to get excited about the opportunity of being part of the Naked Economy. Thanks again for this episode being made possible by Naked Insurance. You can get a final car insurance price in 90 seconds, and if you like it, switch immediately. It really is super easy, and I'm very proud of it. Go give it a try. CliffCentral.com